It's Tuesday, July 16th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Trump continues his attacks on women of color in Congress, saying they should leave the country if they're not happy here. Meanwhile, the White House projects that the federal deficit will surpass $1 trillion for the first time since the four-year period following the Great Recession. And lastly, Beto O'Rourke's campaign fundraising falls dramatically, pulling in just over $3 million since April.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
President Trump continued his racist attacks on progressive congresswomen of color Monday, accusing them of, quote, hating the United States and loving terrorists, and saying they should leave the country if they're not happy here. Earlier in the day, the president, who of course has never uttered a curse word in his life, took to Twitter to demand the women apologize to the country for, quote, foul language and, quote, terrible things they have said. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said that it was unfortunate that Trump feels this way about people of color and immigrants, adding, quote, it's time to move on from him, and it's time to move on from his conception of an America that we've tried to move past for a long time. The White House Office of Management and Budget has announced that it expects the federal deficit to surpass $1 trillion this year. Remember when Donald Trump promised to wipe out not only the deficit, but the entire federal debt as well? If you don't worry, it's all a blur to me too. But in case you're wondering, the federal debt has now surpassed $22 trillion. Meanwhile, Republicans continue to ignore projections that their 2017 tax cut to the rich will add close to $2 trillion to the deficit over a decade. Larry Kudlow, Trump's top economic advisor, insisted last week that the tax cuts were still on track to pay for themselves. Lie to me, baby.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Politico is reporting that Beto O'Rourke's fundraising dropped dramatically to $3.6 million between April and June, as his campaign continues to maintain low single digits in the polls. O'Rourke's haul is a shockingly small sum for a candidate who amassed over $6 million in the 24 hours after he announced his campaign in March. Despite the low numbers, O'Rourke has amassed enough small donors to meet the threshold necessary to qualify for the presidential debates in September, but he'll still need to hit 2% or better in four polls to officially make the cut. Maybe another Medium essay will do the trick. And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The Intercept is reporting that the margin of victory between Tiffany Caban and Melinda Katz to be Queen's next top prosecutor is now less than one half of a percentage point, which has prompted a mandatory recount of more than 90,000 votes. WMUR reports that Kamala Harris has risen into second place in the latest New Hampshire primary poll conducted by St. Anselm College. More than 100 Amazon employees in Minnesota went on strike during Amazon Prime Day. The warehouse workers were protesting the company's labor conditions and environmental impact. NBC News is reporting that Sadie Roberts Joseph, the founder and curator of the Baton Rouge African American Museum, was discovered dead in the trunk of a car Friday afternoon. The cause of death is not yet known. And the Green New Deal has picked up endorsements from two major Christian groups, calling the policy framework, quote, what is needed to preserve and restore God's great gift of creation. Hallelujah.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie.
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show, or later, wherever your podcasts are found.